I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Last year, Georgia saw a record number of venomous snake bites. Now, an Atlanta-based organization hopes to prevent injuries and help snakes survive human encounters. GPB's Emily Curitan reports.
So this is Puddles.
A room full of children closes in on Puddles, the copperhead snake. She's in a clear plastic box, and today she's an ambassador for a copperhead catch and release program run by Atlanta's Amphibian Foundation.
This is horrible for her, so we'll probably put her away pretty soon.
Mark Mandica is executive director of the foundation. It relocated 14 copperheads last year. And as spring warms up, these common snakes are waking up again.
Keep your eyes peeled. They're out trolling our neighborhoods for rodents probably as we speak, yeah.
Mandica says people often misidentify copperheads because there's so many harmless lookalikes. And it's illegal to kill non-venomous snakes in Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
You can visit GPB News to get help identifying snakes. Well, Savannah's Mayor Eddie DeLoach says he used Vice President Mike Pence's weekend visit to lobby for federal funding for the harbor deepening project. DeLoach says he reminded Pence that the project is only halfway done and needs $100 million a year to stay on schedule. The National Weather Service is planning to survey the areas hit hardest by yesterday's storms to see if tornadoes were behind the damage. Ryan Willis is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We did have some decent damage reports across portions of Metro Atlanta. That will be investigated later today to determine if any of that damage was tornadic.
The National Weather Service is expected to release findings from their survey teams later today. The most concentrated damage reports came from South Fulton, Douglas, and Harrelson counties. The Red Cross is assisting residents in those areas. More than 20,000 Georgians and 12,000 homes lost power during last night's storms. Georgia Power reminding customers to stay away from trees near downed power lines. The utilities are asking customers to report outages online or by phone. Georgia prison officials say an inmate at Valdosta State Prison died Friday morning after a fight. Benjamin Snyder was serving a sentence following his 2013 conviction for making terroristic threats in Richmond County. And the University of Georgia women's basketball team is out of the NCAA tournament after losing to Duke last night 66-40. After the game, senior Mackenzie Ingram said the loss was emotional for the team.
Obviously, it's a disappointment, and you know, I didn't want to go out that way, but like Coach Joni said, we've done so much this year, and I'm just glad that we were able to lead that.
Duke will go on to face top-seeded UConn this weekend. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.